This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Market capitalism is a cold, unfriendly place. In a world where companies are free to compete for business and people are free to compete for jobs, profits and wages enjoyed today can easily be gone tomorrow. And the only way to get ahead is by climbing up on the backs of your neighbors. I'm Patrick Barkey, and is this really the world we live in?
AARP Montana presents what you need to know about Social Security. Who can help me if my Social Security number has been stolen?
Social Security does not typically handle stolen Social Security numbers. If you believe you're a victim of this, call the Federal Trade Commission's ID Theft Hotline at 877-ID-THEFT to report a stolen Social Security number.
For more tips, visit aarp.org/social security.
Summer is one of the best seasons. Did you know that on Montana roads, it's also one of the deadliest? There's a time called the 100 Deadliest Days that takes place between Memorial Day and Labor Day because traffic fatalities increase. So this summer, let's make it the 100 Safest Days by buckling up and driving sober, within the speed limit, and distraction-free. Together, we can make Montana safer for everyone. This message brought to you by Engage Montana.
For all of our post-Cold War bluster about the triumph of capitalism, the simple truth is that we don't really allow markets to freely function in the West. By our actions and our votes, we've made it clear that we're more comfortable in a world of regulations, subsidies, and taxations that restrain and soften some of market-based capitalism's rough edges. At least that's what they're supposed to do. We don't like to see farmers struggle with low crop prices, so we use tax dollars to guarantee them a higher return. The same compassion is evident in our laws supporting the minimum wage, unemployment insurance, or even personal bankruptcy. Our ancestors lived in a world with penny wages and debtors' prisons, and few of us want to go back there. The irony of the situation, however, is that it's the capitalist tiger we labor so hard to restrain that ultimately produces the wealth that allows us to afford such comforts. The world of profit and greed may not be a pretty place, but has put plenty of food on all of our tables. Our efforts to soften the impact of the market's occasionally harsh messages can cut back the oxygen to this vital flame. Recent research is keeping score on some of the more misguided efforts. California's $20 per hour minimum wage at fast food restaurants resulted in the loss of 18,000 jobs in the fast food industry in that state, according to a new National Bureau of Economic Research study. New York's ban on Airbnbs resulted in a 7.4% increase in hotel rates, while doing nothing to control the rise in residential rates. Tinkering with the basic forces of markets is not costless. For the Northern News Network, this is Patrick Barkey with today's Economic Minute.